Two Beards, we're back. We've had a little break, haven't we?
Just a few.
It's been a while, and now we've brought you another guest. Pop star, everything. He's everything.
I'll have an open top bass singing me tune.
Yeah.
All sorts.
So we've got Kevin, Majestic, the main man. How are you, mate? Thank you for coming.
I'm all right. I've not put my own headphones in. I've gone with their headphones. So
you've trusted it.
I've trusted them. I've not sanitised them either. Couldn't give a shit.
Fucking hell. So obviously there's England, we'll get to that. I said we didn't want to talk about it, but it's only right that we have to, because you want to take the piss, the filth.
Just a little bit, because he's so staunch.
Mm.
Spurs.
Yeah, as staunch as I am, I like to call myself a realistic Spurs fan.
So what's a realistic Spurs fan?
Just know that we're a fucking joke.
Thumbs up Spurs.
It sounds like me as an Arsenal fan, doesn't
it? Well, my Spurs podcast is called The Same Old Spurs Podcast, SOS. Do you know what I mean? Because it is... You know, I'm 34 years of fucking pain. Like, I love my club dearly, season ticket holder. Actually, the bump of a season ticket holder. Like, I have the executive one, so I pay a lot of money for it. It's a fucking bump.
So we've earned the right.
Yeah, exactly. I've earned the right to slag us off. But, you know, I love my club. When we have good times, it's great. I love my friends who support Spurs, and obviously football bonds us in many different ways, and that's why, you know, European competitions and World Cups with England is great, because you get to go to the pub with the fans that you don't normally go with and enjoy it. You know what I mean?
He says, like, what? Why not, like, put rivalries aside and just everyone just sort of...
It's because, I hate that question. Would you rather your club win this or England? Because everyone says club until England comes around. Whereas this, watching it with everyone that you can't normally watch it with, is the best thing in the world.
100%. And just, all the songs, singing along, and because it only comes around at a certain, you know, every 4 years, in this case, a bit longer than the last Euros, it's just nice to have that moment again, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And again, just like being a Spurs fan, it's the hope that kills you with England. So being an England fan is so like being a Spurs fan. It's so the near misses.
So what is actually happening with Spurs? Because obviously, like we said before we come on, that there's a lot of talk. Names are just being thrown out left, right and centre with no actual legs, nothing. Where do you see this ending up?
God, at the moment, you just don't know. Like, I see Daniel Levy put out a statement the other week, and he was just talking about he likes to do his business in private, even though he did an Amazon documentary for the world to see. Yeah. Not that private, is he?
So,
pay him and he'll do it in public. Listen, at the moment, it's the biggest managerial decision they've got to make of Daniel Levy's tenure.
Mm.
You know, it's like being in a casino in Las Vegas. It's double downtime because, you know, Spurs were doing so well, you know, up the top end of the table, challenging towards titles, was never in a title race in any period of time, even the Leicester one. You know, we come third in a two-horse race, they say, but we was never top that year. Arsenal were top at once, I think. And Chelsea when they won and we was second. So, you know, we've come so close, obviously Champions League final 2019. So if he gets it wrong now and we just stay around 9 and 10s and 8s, God, it's going to be really difficult.
Was you one of those Spurs fans that were gutted when Pochettino left, or did you think that he got you to a point where he couldn't take you any further?
I think he lost the dressing room from the Champions League final, personally. Yeah. I was like, if you played football in any level and a guy's got you a hat-trick in the semi-final and he's benched for the final, you're looking around thinking, oh,
yeah, what's going on?
Because I know a lot of Spurs fans were like, you have to play Moura.
Yeah.
He's on it.
Play Kane and Moura.
Yeah.
Like, find someone else to drop out and just go, look, you can come on later on.
Yeah.
Or explain to Harry Kane, go, look, 50 minutes in, something's not happening, you come on, Liverpool defence shit themselves.
Yeah. Weren't he injured?
He was. He'd just come back, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But then it was the same thing with Arsenal in the Champions League. Flamini played left back for the whole sort of Champions League season.
Yeah.
Ashley Cole come back from injury and he started in the final.
Yeah.
It should have been like, well, all right, Flamini's nowhere near as good as Ashley Cole.
But it's worked.
We didn't concede a goal in the knockout stages.
Yeah, well, this is it. Going in the knockout stages for Spurs, I think we beat Borussia Dortmund 3-1 at home and he wasn't playing, he was injured. Mm. He came back for the away leg, scored a goal. But then when we played Man City and Hugo Lloris saved the penalty and Son scored, he came off at half-time because Delph done him. And then he missed the away game there. Then he missed the Ajax games.
Delph done him.
So, it was one of them things. Maurizio, I think, probably lost the dressing room a bit. And also, he was, by the end of his tenure, he was fed up with Levy, by the looks of it.
Yeah, you can tell.
Going, oh, you need to change my name from manager to coach because I don't manage anything. I coach this football team. I don't manage it.
Yeah.
So he was annoyed. I love him. He's welcome back anytime, you know, and we played great football under him. So, let's see.
When you got Mourinho, did you think somewhat deep down that you might win a trophy? Decision for the Carling Cup Carabao Cup final.
I think we all probably thought that. Yeah, go on, it'll win us. I always gave this reference. Jose Mourinho is like the crush at school Daniel Levy had when he was like 15. Like, she was the buff ting, 2 years older than him. Like, he could never ever draw her. She was like riding with the best guy at school. 10 years comes around and he's out in a club in Essex probably, and he's like seen her and she's like, yeah, like she's a,
got four kids.
Bit of a has been, but he's like,
I've still got to have a gun.
Now's my chance. I've always wanted to. And then he gets with her and it's absolute drama. The Portuguese stripper, I call her. the dreams of the Portuguese stripper. He got rid of wifey for it. He got rid of the wife for the Portuguese stripper, and he was being paid justly for it.
Why do you think they went with Ryan Mason?
At the time.
Just to fill a gap.
And I was like, Harry Kane, yeah, obviously, you know, Ryan and me get on really well, and hopefully we can win the league. I think it was just an interim thing to get him in, and he knows the players, and done all right, done okay. Stupid not playing Gareth Bale in a cup final from the off. What is that?
Yeah, you don't leave him, do you?
You don't leave Gareth Bale out, ever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how bad the performance has been recently. You don't leave Gareth
Bale. But the thing is, as well, even Jose Mourinho, the way that he was playing him, Gareth Bale proved again the other day for Wales. He is world class.
He's unbelievable.
He's just unbelievable.
You know, when he gets the ball, you just expect something to happen.
That's it. And the thing is, he's a moments man.
Yeah.
And he has, okay, he missed the penalty. That was a moment. But the ball to Aaron Ramsey. And then the second goal, that little dribble on the side. He's a moments man.
It was ridiculous.
He ain't going to be doing the doggy work. Don't expect him to be doing the doggy work. Get Højbjerg to do that.
Yeah.
That's not his job.
You guys like him, didn't you?
Who, Højbjerg? Yeah. He's all right. He's my skinny brother, innit? Everyone says I look like Højbjerg. I'm like, I'm fat Højbjerg. And even he likes that one. That's quite cool.
Yeah, when I was just going back to the ball, when I was watching the other day, I said, I've never seen him drop into the 10 as much as he was the other day, but he was coming deep and the balls he was playing.
Oh, mate, his range of passing is stupid.
Was ridiculous.
So good.
Because that ball he done for Ramsey's goal, he done it a few times in the game and it makes it up.
Watching that made us realise how much we actually miss Aaron Ramsey. We miss them runs from deep so much.
Yeah.
We ain't got nothing like that no more.
Aaron Ramsey was a quality player. I don't know why you lot let him go.
Because he's injury prone. Didn't get a full season with Juve. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I get what you're saying. I wanted Ramsey to stay ultimately, but you're not getting a full season out of him. You get bits and bobs from Aaron Ramsey. Like, he could be quite easily be a 16 to 20 goal a season, like Lampard.
Mm.
But he never reached that. Probably, I think he reached it once, you know, like when he scored that volley against Norwich end of the season.
What a goal that was.
Yeah. That was a banger, innit?
Great goal.
That was a banger. So, who... Looking at all the managers that are available now, who would you like? Who is your opinion?
Realistic.
Yeah.
I'd still like Brendan.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a shout, mate.
Very proud. Very proud of my team. Yeah. Very proud of the boy, you know. Very proud. He's always proud, isn't he?
He's always proud.
With those teeth as well, you can say it.
Yeah, very proud. I think he's great. I think he plays good football. Played great football at Liverpool. Great football at Leicester. And I think, you know, for him... Even though Leicester have won the FA Cup and won the league in recent times, Spurs are a bigger club than them. It's like what he could build at Spurs could be massive, but, you know, why would you leave that setup that he's at now?
Look at the after the FA Cup final that their owner, the way beautiful, he got involved.
Beautiful.
Levy ain't doing
no,
that.
He's
I don't
not.
Care what anyone says. Our owners ain't doing it.
Imagine Levy coming on the field at Wembley. Hello, guys. like rubbing Harry's head.
Yeah. But how many owners are actually doing that, to be fair to them, mate? The way they run that club is unbelievable.
They've been through some horrible pain as well, so it brings them together closer.
Yeah, so it's a big thing at Leicester, what they got going on. I think they will challenge for next season.
Brendan and Spurs, I think, is a perfect match. Brendan bottles quite a lot.
Well, so bad. It's the same as Fonseca. Like, his 2 seasons at Roma were poor.
Yeah.
And like, why are we going for him? I don't know. It's just...
And then the Gattuso one was even...
Bring back to Jurgen Klinsmann on the TV the other day. Like, Daniel, just give us a phone call. Did he say that?
Yeah. Oh, I love
that. American
Jürgen.
Accent.
It's so weird, Jurgen's voice now. I remember when he came back the year that we nearly got relegated and he saved us from relegation. I think he came back around Christmas time. His press conference was like, I'm not Santa Claus, you know, I don't perform miracles, but hopefully, you know, we can do well. I'm like, yes, Jurgen. Legend.
I thought I was in the Die Hard film then.
Come on now.
Get down.
No, you don't want to do Arnold. Don't do Arnold. The old day.
No, when I see Gattuso pop up yesterday, because he just left his job after 2 weeks, wasn't it? Right. He was there for 2 weeks.
He had a disagreement with the the signings he wants to spend money.
Did you ever see in the Champions League when we played AC Milan and Joe Jordan and Gattuso nearly had a tear up?
Yeah.
Jordan wanted it though, didn't he?
Mate, see Joe Jordan, he's a nutter, yeah? And he was going to Gattuso. Gattuso, wrong gay, see me, wrong gay. But some, that's the right gay, but me, no way, wrong gay. Go mad at him,
Harry
screaming.
Harry Redknapp, like, what to do.
Joe, listen, he's a terrific player, Gattuso. Love you. He's terrific, you know. Come on, Sandra.
Terrific.
He's absolutely terrific, you know. Sandra. You know, terrific players.
Fuck's sake. Oh. Fucking Sandra.
I love Sandra.
So realistically, you think Brendan Rodgers, if Levy went in and say, look, Brendan.
I don't know. Maybe we get Martin Jol back, you know. I think Martin was great, you know.
What a lad, Martin.
He put one on Wenger, didn't he?
Yes, yeah, Wenger, you know, I'm from the Netherlands. You know, I punch you in the face and smoke a pancake with you today. Yeah. No. He just used to put O on everyone's names. You know, we got Mado, Kino, Defoe, Robert Chanel.
Pavlyuchenko.
Fucking lad, Martin Jol was.
Martin Jol was the lad, wasn't he? I remember when he got interviewed by Gabby Logan and he was like trying to flirt with him. He's like, hey, hello, Gabby, darling. Like, so unprofessional.
Gabby, darling.
It sounds like Steve McLaren a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, do you remember
the best one,
when he went to FC Twente? FC 20, but it's because it's Dutch. FC 20. It's like, you know, Arsenal, you know, perhaps they're a good team. I know, maybe. In the Champions League every year. I'm like, mate, just because you're talking in a broken Dutch accent doesn't mean you're speaking Dutch.
But what's his name done it? Sancho done it recently, didn't he? In the German accent.
Yeah, yeah. And then also Joey Barton in France.
France, yeah. Marseille.
He's like, bonjour, croissant.
Latte.
Fucking hell. Talking of a manager who plays football, what about Graham Potter?
Everyone says that. I've not had one bit of interest in Graham Potter. He just filled just above the relegation zone. Why do I want that? Why?
They do play some serious fucking football.
No, but you know when
if
we got
had a striker.
You know when we got Pochettino, right?
Yeah.
And he had a great season with Southampton. I think they finished eighth or something like that.
Something to build on, at least.
It's a bit different than finishing just above the relegation zone. It's just like, I don't need the Paul Weller lookalike. Fucking like. You know, I want to. How can we go from like getting Jose Mourinho at the time, one of the most decorated managers in club football, to Graham Potter or Scott Parker? Like, it's no.
No offense, Graham or Scott. No offense. Know your levels.
Yeah, I see Scott Parker being linked the other day. But like I said, it's just going
to
be.
He's probably linked to the next Streets album. Mate, he keeps getting mean, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, some of them things are the best, don't it?
Yeah.
I can't. The first one they done after the playoff final was incredible, wasn't it?
And
it
so good.
It actually gave you goosebumps. That was the worst. Fucking hell, that's quality. So, Kev, obviously you brought out an England tune. It's up there. It's good.
You know, this one is something that needs to bed in for a period of time and people get to hear it and enjoy it. It's one for the fucking stands, for the fans, you know. I think, like, in this day and age, you could be so stupid enough to think, like, you know, you're going to come with, like, a bars in one. Like, an England song's never going to be a bar in one. No. Like, you know, like, back in the day, I used to shot Kane. Like, it's not that. It's all good. That's sick, do you know what I mean? But you're never going to galvanise
the fans
who are pissed up and want to sing a chant.
Yeah, yeah.
They want to be like Harry Kane, just dribble everywhere and just singing. Yeah.
Of course they do. We're not all going to be sitting there rapping in the box park, do you know what I mean?
We could do.
So how did it come about then? What made you want to do it? Was it just that we've been plotting for a while?
No, my friend Jimmy, who has been involved in music for a very long time, he come to me with the idea, literally straight off the bat of me doing the Peter Crouch podcast a couple of weeks ago. I remixed a little bit of Luck for him. And he was like, oh, Madge, I've got this idea. I've had it since 2004. So he had the song since 2004.
Wow.
And was like, yeah, this could go off. So I was like, right, this is sick. Heard the tune. I was like, right, yeah, we need to bring someone in on this as well. So Kevin, Stephen, the madman, I've known Kev 15, 16 years, like forever. We're both from Enfield. And I said to Kev about it, I said, look, it's a great way to unite everyone, the fans as well. And obviously, socially as well, where the landscape lies at the minute and people booing, taking the knee and all that kind of stuff. And like, we're in a really delicate place. And I think the idea of, you know, two people from the same place, black, white Kev together singing it. It's just perfect. It's literally, football unites us all. Do you know what I mean? And like the video is a representation of what England is to us now. Absolutely. Do you know what I mean? Someone even said in the comments, like dumb dickhead was like, why is there a Jamaican flag in the video? I'm like, one, Kevin is half Jamaican. And second of all, is like, do your fucking history over like what Jamaicans have given
fucking
this country.
Fucking mongs, isn't it?
But this is what we're at. You know, people have blind, like, we're in a really weird place, because if you are pro England, people can, you're like, sometimes you can feel like you're considered racist. You can be pro England and still pro everyone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And but what I have learned in recent times with these debates is visualization and representation. So if someone can see something, then they can feel that they're a part of it. Yeah. So the fact that our video is with the Mandem, everyone, like, yeah, everyone's
yeah,
in
yeah,
it.
Everyone, yeah.
Like, then they look at it, or a young kid looks at it and feels like, I could be a part of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's so important for representation to be like that. And it is something that I'm...
Because that's what a lot of young kids need as well.
Yeah, of course.
They don't want that divide. They want to be able to see, as you say, it's inclusive for everyone. And like, that can be me.
100%. And that's the thing. Like, I think we're privileged because we come from London. And our growing up is that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we, at school, we were playing, like, whites versus blacks football. That's just something we did. We had a game the other day and we played that again 15 years later, and our head of year was there. We had a reunion. It was great because we grew up together. That was the way we grew up, and we learned so much from one another, and like, we would fucking ride out for one another. Do you know what I mean? If it came on top, like we did when we went to Malia when we was 18, and it's like we're having 30 man brawls and we're fighting together like brothers. Do you know what I mean? So this is why that song, I think, is important, because, you know, if it didn't feel inclusive or representative, and it's like, come on England, like, then it, you know, people might not warm to it. But whereas it feels and looks representative of what England is, it is a good thing. Do you know what I mean? So
I think it's bang on.
Yeah, exactly. That.
The bollocks as well. When I watched the video, like you said, everyone including it, like all the people, the fans that you got to send in videos, there's famous people in there, there's just normal people
exactly.
in there. And it's just a mix of everyone. You've got parents and their kids, you've got me and Nan, little cameo in there. But like, it's, like you said, it just makes everyone feels like, oh yeah, I could actually be a part of this. We 100%. Can go and recreate that moment on the bus in the pub the next day.
100%.
Because you know you're going to get people like the young folk are going to get on the double decker bus.
Of course, yeah, and
start
they
singing
will
the song.
Yeah,
do
they
know
will
I mean?
Recreate it, and it's the bollocks, because obviously there's been so many England songs over the years that have tried to do what you've done.
Yeah,
and especially since Three Lions, because that's such a, like as we say, because it's the pinnacle.
It's the bar. Right? It's
everyone after that has been like, not quite. This, as you say, because of the time we're in. I think it's absolutely bang on.
I think, you know, like, if you look at World in Motion, for example, that's just a great record. Mm. Like, regardless of the England fact, it's fucking New Order, John Barnes spraying bars. Like,
it's a bar song.
Yeah,
it's so sick. Do you know what I mean? I think a lot of the times when people go and write England songs, I think they can overdo it and overthink it. And then that's why it doesn't have the element of, where's the fans bit? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's why I like Vindaloo work, because they had the sing-along bit. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And it was, again...
People can relate.
Vindaloo was a good one, though. Yeah. Vindaloo was a cracker.
Yeah, it's a great one. I think Paddy McGuinness and Keith Lemon and that have, like, remade it.
Yeah.
And they're doing their thing as well. And I've seen a couple of other ones, like Woody and Klein. I think they're YouTubers. I don't really know too much about them, to be fair. And they've done one called Route 66 with the Hoosiers. But I think, like, you know, this one is for just everyone to get on the lash and fucking sing it. And it doesn't matter. And I think, again, in terms of a social landscape, We're showing you what England looks like now. Do you know what I mean? And this is what our England is. Mm. And it is inclusive, and it's full of everyone. And I think that's what everyone likes.
Are we going to bring out a song?
Who?
Me and you. For the World Cup.
Absolutely not, mate.
You can't sing. I heard you're singing today on Instagram.
Mate, to be honest.
So bad.
I don't know how I had the energy this morning to do that, to be honest.
We've got a World Cup like within next year, innit? It's like a year away.
December, yeah.
Man.
December. And I still can't wrap my head around what they're going to do with the Premier League season. I don't know what they're going to do.
They won't care. They'll decide it last minute. They won't care. The Premier League will be like, but they'll get, I don't want to say it, but they'll get paid. Yeah, look, shut your mouth. We just want your players.
Yeah, here's our
and
money.
The Premier League will be like, yeah, all right, cool. Sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Steve McLaren's back. They're going to do. Right, so it's the Euros, massive game tonight. So what was your thought of England, Croatia?
First 20 minutes were really good. Mm. When Foden hit the post, we were really up against it. We should have done more. Phillips played really well. Obviously, he was the standout player.
Bollocks, wasn't
he? Kane was non-existent, which gives me great hope that today he'll have the hunger. You know,
yeah.
He don't like when he don't score. Do
hates
you know what
it,
I mean?
Doesn't he?
Hates it.
So even though he's a team player, Kane, he despises it when he don't score.
Of course he does.
He goes, like, I didn't score today, babe. Come on! What a goal! He's vexed, isn't he?
Let's go!
Yeah, that would go. Come on! I love that. Legend. Absolute legend.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, sorry, Moore. I'm going to take your place, mate. On the bench.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. Yes, Sterling, of course, a lot of people said he shouldn't start and proved his worth, which is great for him. nice to see that. And I think, obviously, you know, Mings had to come in and do a job. Did it?
Done it, yeah.
You know, Trippier played really well, actually, left back. Everyone questioned that.
I think everyone questioned it as well.
Yeah, and Walker was pretty useless on the Sunday. So we've got a really good squad, man.
Massively good squad.
You just hope that he uses it right, don't you?
But I think he will. I think so many people worry about the starting 11 that they forget about the squad that's actually there. So if you're 1-0 down or it's 0-0 and you've got half hour left and you can make five subs and you're looking at, you're like, oh,
five minutes, a big difference.
You're looking at, like, Grealish can come on, Sancho can come on, Rashford
exactly
can come on.
If you need to do something.
Yeah, they're so focused on the starting 11 that they forget that, no, we got the, probably, if for me, I think it's probably
top two, three,
it's
isn't
definitely
it?
The top, probably one or two.
Yeah, squad 100%.
The only one you're looking at is probably France. Mm. But I would definitely do that. But yeah, what would you like to see tonight then? What changes?
Changes.
If any.
If any. I think he goes again with the same starting lineup. I hear that Maguire's fit, but I'm not that bothered about him. Like,
he said, oh, Maguire will get some minutes. How can you say that?
Yeah.
How can you guarantee that, you fucking whelk?
Yeah, I just think. You can't. I think we start with the same team and then just see how you get on, because at the end of the day, we're playing Scotland.
They're
all
shit,
due respect. Like, they looked all right going into the tournament. They drew with the Netherlands, and they played pretty all right. But they got dicked the other day, old Schick from the halfway line.
Took the piss, that, weren't it?
What a wallet that was, though.
You see the
steal from behind? Yeah. The goal's there and the ball's
how
going
far
there.
Wide it is. Yeah, it's crazy. And people are still trying to blame the keeper, and I'm like, no.
Just that went in just under the crossbar.
Yeah.
But people underestimate the Czechs. Like, they're big, strong, physical, good side. And
West Ham fans know about the Czechs because of
Suchek
and Kufal, who have been excellent this season.
I was going to say, I think Kufal's probably been the best right back in the league.
Yeah. 100%. He's been absolutely unbelievable.
He doesn't get beat.
Yeah, Robertson in his pocket at that game and all, didn't he?
He was quality. I think he might make a couple changes today.
See, I think he'll be nice and kind and be like, right, well, you won the first game, you'd be all right. But I think he'll if we ain't broke him down in the second half, he'll make earlier changes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think Reece James is going to come in.
What, over Kyle Walker?
Yeah.
That possibly, because Kyle Walker wasn't very good.
I think Reece James will come in. I think Trippier will stay. The only reason I think Trippier's there is just because of Mings, because Trippier's not going to go like how Chilwell and Shaw, which is going to give Mings a little bit more protection.
And he did. He did.
That's what I mean. As soon as you see a Harry Maguire come back in, or someone who they're a little bit more confident with, that's when I think you'll see Chilwell and Shaw. But until then, I think Trippier will stay. Midfield's got to stay the same for me. Like you said, Calvin Phillips was the man, to be fair. He was the absolute bollocks. Controlled that whole game. Yeah. Controlled that whole game.
I mean, emotions can get over the top with this game, but I think that we will be too strong for them, and they'll sit back. But that's why I think Grealish will come in at an earlier stage if we haven't already broke him down, because he's got the intricacies to be able to break
and
down.
To nick free kicks left, right and centre.
Yeah. What are you implying?
Huh?
What are you implying?
What, that the Scotland are going to hack us to pieces?
Yeah. Okay.
I need to get Saka on there today. I think Saka will get some minutes today.
Who?
Saka. Kev, who else has impressed you this tournament so far?
What, team-wise?
Yes.
Belgium turned it around yesterday. Kevin De Bruyne with some excellent play.
Took
unbelievable.
When he come on,
isn't it? Yeah,
unbelievable. Italy, they're just the old guard. They just get it done, don't they?
Yeah.
All the time. Mancini's got them playing like a Premier League football team. They just go and get the job done and shut up shop and just done.
But it's something like 13 clean sheets in 18.
No, I think they've scored 30 goals since they last conceded. I don't think they've conceded in 10 games. I think it's like 29 games unbeaten or something.
Just where they don't have the superstar names anymore, I think people kind of disregard them a little. But as a team, they look brilliant.
Yeah.
The Germans the other night, they were quite disappointing. But I think going into the tournament, we knew that, like, what's his name? Old Jogi Löw is not the manager anymore, really, is he? They know who the next manager is going to be. I don't know why he wasn't the manager for this tournament. It makes no sense. They got a great squad, but just don't really seem to get it popping. And again, up top, they just don't have any threat. You know, Werner's had an awful season when it comes to finishing, and a great season with assists. But yeah, they ain't got any out-and-out strikers. And obviously, France, with the pace of Mbappe, it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
How quick is he? Like, I think I've not seen anything that quick since Anelka.
Yeah, he's quick.
And Omri was quick, but I'd say Anelka's explosive. Yeah.
He's quick.
He just gets in behind you, do you know what I mean? But that is where, for example, to get on further on down the competition, when you've got the likes of Kyle Walker in your team that can go pace for pace with him, do you know what I mean? So, be interesting. But, look, the Scots are going to be absolutely up for this game. So you've got to show them the respect in that instance. But in terms of a footballing team, there's no comparison, is it really?
Have you seen what they're getting up to, the fans?
Oh, mate, there's kilts everywhere.
Kilts everywhere.
See the geezer in the kilt on the tube trying to do the worm, and all his cartwheel, wasn't it? Flopping on the floor.
You're not seeing it?
What's that?
You're not seeing him? Nah. Get up, Hal. Oh, you're fucking useless, mate.
Get your phone up.
Fuck the worm. It's not even that important. Yeah, let's go.
No, it's fine.
Fuck the worm.
Fuck the worm. Didn't even do it right.
Fuck's sake. So, mate, Kev, what about player-wise? Anyone stood out for you individually? Because I think what's his name's been the best so far, Locatelli.
To be fair, as I said, Kevin De Bruyne yesterday just showed the class that he is. Do you know what I mean? Moments. These tournaments are going to be about moments, and they're going to be one on moments. Mm. So, as I said, Mbappe looked dangerously fast. De Bruyne is just, we know about his class and his quality. And yeah, like, you know, some of the Italian players are looking just solid as a team. Mm. Again, I think that's the crucial thing. They look like a team.
The old Italian way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't concede.
Yeah, that's it. But they, you know, 1-3-0, 2-0.
Did you see the Christian Eriksen incident?
I didn't see it live. It was on. So we was playing our sort of football reunion game at my old school. And it was on. And then everyone was telling me what was going on. And then I saw the replay of it. It's just literally like horrible, man. Just flopped to the ground. Obviously, ex-Spurs and a big part of Spurs in those Pochettino years. Fucking horrible, mate. It looked like he was gone. Mm. And, you know, so weird. Like, Spurs are always involved somehow with these things. Fabrice Mwamba.
Yeah.
And then obviously with Eriksen, it's just, he couldn't have been in a better place, though. So it's just, thank God for that.
That Mwamba incident, did I hear right that he was gone for like over an hour?
8 minutes. Wow, he was gone for 8 minutes.
Wow. I didn't know until the other day that Daley Blind's got a pacemaker, innit?
Yes.
Yeah, he's collapsed, I think, twice in the last 18 months as well.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know he had that, and he's still playing, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy to get insurance on that as well. Because I said that Eriksen's career must be done now, innit?
I would commentator saying that he's not going to play again.
Yeah.
Why would you?
You wouldn't though, would you? It's not like, I mean, he's not young. Like, he's had a career, hasn't he?
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
he can retire now and be happy and say like he's won stuff.
Yeah, lucky he left us.
Yeah, exactly. went to winter, won the league.
Yeah, done. Won us, got his Serie A medal.
Yeah, nice.
All good. Got a Champions League runners up medal. But it was horrible to see, but wonderful to see the response of everyone and, like, you know, the fans uniting, and the tributes to him yesterday in the Belgium game was wonderful. And yeah, the 10 minutes in, it just shows you how fragile life is, really, isn't it? And football sometimes seems like it's more important than life, and then that happens and you actually put it into perspective. So
100%.
Do you agree that they should have finished the game?
If I'm to believe that UEFA said, look, either finish the game today or you lose 3-0.
I don't believe that. I think that's pillocks out. They're just making it up to make people look shit.
Yeah, I think surely they're not that harsh.
UEFA come out and said it was an agreement between the players. Both teams said we'd like to finish it. That's why UEFA said, duh.
I thought they gave him an option, though. It was like, I read it was either you played it that night, finished it, or you had to play it the next day at midday. So that was their options.
Listen,
you're never going to know.
You're never going to know, but
fucking hell.
How do you play football after that's just happened? Like, your bread nearly died in front of you. You know what I mean? Like, you would be traumatised, and they clearly were.
Yeah.
Hoybier's penalty suggests he was traumatised because it was terrible.
Spurs.
It was a bit of a shit penalty, wasn't it?
Terrible pen.
So, Kev, if you
Gareth
had
Bell missed the penalty, Spurs. Like, fucking no, Spurs.
Tottenham are taking over this fucking Euro,
mate. To be fair, that was a shocking penalty.
Absolutely
it was so
dreadful.
High as well, wasn't it?
Like, Chris Waddle-esque.
It's that stutter though, isn't it?
Yeah, Tottenham.
It's that stutter though.
Like, I hate the penalty
stutter. You know Jorginho does it for Chelsea. I fucking despise
him. He does like a
he does like a triple jump, innit?
Yeah.
Like a little hop. Yeah,
what happened to just burying a penalty like Alan Shearer?
Julian Dix.
That broke the net.
Only one left is Vardy, innit?
Yeah.
Who just absolutely gloves it.
Down the middle every time.
So Kevin, if you had to pick a winner right now, what are you going with?
Of the competition?
Of the tournament.
I'm going to say Italy. Just that old guard, isn't it? That know how to do it.
Boring 1-0 final penalty and then shut up.
I think Italy will win it.
What about you? Who are you going with?
I'm still with France.
Are you? Yeah. What was I? I was Portugal, weren't I? I might change from Portugal.
Can we talk about Ronaldo's record? I'm a Messi man.
Are you?
Messi, Ronaldo. But looking at his record and looking at what he's done, he's got, in 131 games for Juve, he's got 100 goals.
I just can't. Do you know why I can't be a Messi man over Ronaldo? Because Ronaldo's gone and done it everywhere. Until it's like being a boxer and saying, like, I've gone and fought in loads of different weight categories, and you're still being compared to the guy that just stayed in the one weight category. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I've proven myself everywhere.
Or won't fight outside your country, just stay in your own country, yeah. You won't go anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's not really testing yourself, is it?
But do you not think he could do it everywhere? He could definitely do it everywhere.
But we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. Like,
I think that's the one thing that's let him down is that he hasn't gone anywhere.
And has he won anything for his country either?
I think he's won one. Has he not won one trophy? No,
he's won. He's
he?
Won the Copa, hasn't he?
No, he didn't.
That's what I'm saying. I think they fell at the final hurdle in the Copa.
No, they got beat by what's his name, Chile, because Sanchez done the penalty down the middle in the last minute. So he actually hasn't. Mm. I just think maybe not necessarily us, but you could see another Ronaldo.
But he's Messi is just a natural born.
That's what I'm saying. Messi
phenomenon.
Is just a natural talent, gifted.
Yeah. Like, Ronaldo, I mean, look at Bale. Everyone thought when Bale left Spurs, Bale was possibly like Ronaldo, like he was going to take over from Ronaldo.
Mm. Kev's not listening. He's sorting out his ticket.
I'm looking at Messi's internationals to see what he's won.
I don't think he has.
Nah.
He hasn't, has he?
Runner up.
Yeah, it's all runner up stuff. But that's what I'm saying. I think, like, Ronaldo's a freak. And he made himself that good. You know what I mean? I think Messi's more naturally. Oh, look, my mic's flopping.
He's limp, mate.
There he goes.
Kev's limp.
Yeah. Someone get my mic stand of Viagra, please. I think Ronaldo is just a freak. He's made himself even better than what he probably was because he just trains harder than everyone else. He's obsessed. He's just a weirdo, isn't he?
Like, are you, with your sort of connections, because you're like massive time and blue tick and all that fans and England songs, are you going to be going to the final?
Oh, that's a big question.
Can you just say, bring up some chief and say, yeah, give me a ticket?
Well, I don't know, because I'm still trying to blag one for today because I'm working for TalkSport. But I'm like, can you not blag me a ticket? And
just go ahead, but Alan Brazil.
Big Al. Bang! Or Jimmy Waite. I don't know. I'd love to say I am, but who knows? Maybe we'll be performing the song if England get there. Wouldn't that be the one?
At Wembley. At Wembley.
Badil and Skinner's warm up.
That would be the bollocks, isn't it?
That'd be unreal.
Why are you always got to get Nan involved?
Why are you waving a flag like that as well?
Yeah, that couldn't it?
Like she could do it one arm. Fuck. She can't do it one arm. Why not? She can. She sticks her middle finger up with one arm. How is she now?
Yeah, she's all right. She's done a little video again this morning.
I saw that.
Yeah.
See it.
She was like, I'm not
moaning about you upstairs.
Mate, I haven't been home. Like, I haven't been home in 8 days. I mean, that every day, midday, getting home at like 1 a.m, sleeping and doing the same thing. I haven't seen her.
What's your... I mean, you might not see because he don't follow me, but he follows you and you. But so hopefully we can become friends and follow
each other. Become friends, of course.
Cheers, thanks very much. So you know that he likes his porn star martinis, cocktails. What's your choice of poison if you were to go out?
Well, I'm actually allergic to alcohol in terms of the... there's a thing called the Asian flush. So if I have a drink, I instantly go red. It's something to do with the enzymes and not being able to process what's going into your body and like your liver reacts somehow. Anyway, you can drink through it though. So you have one and then you have like a reaction and you just go.
You get over it. It's like getting into a fight. You get like my old man used to say, you get punched, it goes numb, you just... Keep
that's it. Yeah, it's true. It's the same. Same. Once you get that initial hit, it's like jumping into cold water. It's like, bosh. Oh fuck! I've been hit. Let's go. That's why that JME bar about punching the face. No one wants a punch in the face. Is the realest bar ever? Because when you actually do get punched in the face, you're like, fuck! I don't like that.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
And if you do like it, be a boxer because you're not right in the head if you like getting punched in the face.
Like, I get the boxing. I mean, you feel like there's a little element of
protection. Yeah.
But the UFC, like when you get in a shin in the head.
Wild.
Oh, mate. Yeah, not for me.
Mate, there's better ways to earn a living, isn't there?
I think so. But then, listen, if you're good at boxing, then go box.
So, if you was to drink through the Asian flush, what would you go with?
It really depends on where and when, do you know what I mean? On a nice fucking hot day, there's nothing nice, a nice lager in there, like, but a lager top. Do you know what I mean? I do like a nice lager top.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just stretching, just because I got a bit of cramp.
But I'll tell you what, like if I'm abroad and I'm having a cocktail, like you like your porn star martini, I'll have a strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah, but on holiday, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put I am on holiday, bruv. I'm on annual leave.
But that Solero cocktail the other day did look a little bit special. Mate, I do want to try one.
Solero cocktail.
Oh, yeah. Mate. She brought it out and I said, what's that? She went, I remember the lolly, the Solero. I was like, yeah. Yeah,
oh, I've seen them before. You get them in the packs and that as well.
Oh my god, game changer! Absolutely smashed on it. I was
ice cold lager. Thank you very much.
I don't really drink lager though. I'm not a lover. Well, obviously I
will, don't like the dark stuff. Like all this old Guinness and blackcurrant. Yeah, mate. Yeah,
I have that and all. So I'll go for a porn star or a Guinness and blackcurrant. I'm fucked enough.
I'd love to see your liver,
mate. It's fucked, mate. But now I've, in Box Park they do jugs of porn stars. Oh, it's just the best thing ever. The woman went to me the other day, how many cups do you want? I was like, just give me a straw, babe. Just give me a straw. We always ask this question, Kevin. You've just mentioned Zanny. If where's your best holiday you've been on with the lads?
Ooh.
And we need a story. Yes. Or two.
It's a difficult one, obviously. I think in terms of lads' holidays, because I've been doing the music thing since such a young age, like I was abroad working from a very young age. So I think the first ever lads holiday we went on was when we were 17, so we were lower sixth, and we went to Zante. Day two I got a quad bike and crashed it and nearly killed myself, and literally like the skin off my back came off. Like I basically,
that's why he's allergic to boom.
Yeah, so I literally got up. My mate said I look like the Terminator, right? So I've come off, I've smashed into this, so I've got this quad bike, gone down the road, the top's off, you know, you're on a holiday, absolute British dickhead, top's off, and Zante, the main strip, the road's like the fucking A10, like, they go down it fast, like, it ain't normal. Anyway, Greek taxi just overtake you, they don't give a shit. So anyway, this taxi's come to my side of the road because he's overtaking another car, he's beeping me, I'm like, you're on my side of the road, what the fuck?
That's not how it works in the European countries.
So anyway, I've gone like that to get out of the way, the steering's locked, right? And where it's a fucking quad and not a ped, and I'm used to like peds, I've gone to like touch the throttle, but it's a button. So I've sped up and I've smashed into like a bin, you know, like those big industrial bins, gone bang into the bin, gone flying over the bin on this dirt track. Like it's like glass and everything on the floor. And I just remember sliding across it, my back just getting opened up, and then seeing the quad go, I think it's going to land on me. And then it just dropped just above my head. I was like, thank God for that. And I've got up, obviously I was just full of adrenaline. I've got up and I've just like started walking down the road, like to go to a shop to get water or something. And my mate saw me and he goes, like, my front of me was normal, my back was just pissing with blood. He goes, you look like the Terminator just walking, like no, come on, get to the shop now, get now. And anyway, like ended up fucking having a fit and all sorts and went to the hospital. And yeah, it was fucked.
We line them up, Kev just knocks them down.
It wasn't nice. And so got to hospital. They were like, yeah, you need to stay in overnight. All my mates were like, I'm not staying. Fuck this. I'm like,
yeah, I'm yeah. I met that bird from Scunthorpe last night. Yeah. She needs
and they were like, yeah, yeah, I'm not staying. I'm like, I'm not staying in a Greek hospital, number one. So I just took my drip out and just left them. I was like, I'm going to go down the strip with them. So I went out that night and I was like, I don't feel too right here. Went back home and went to bed. I thought I was going to die.
On the second night.
The Enfield in him overtook him. Just like, yeah,
I'm out. Yeah. I'm done. That's me gone. So yeah, the second night. And then the next morning, to make matters worse, the guy who I got the quad bike from come with a machete and was like, because they have your passport, don't they? He's like, you pay 2,000 euros now, Malacca. And I'm like, I don't have 2,000 euros, mum. I managed to get him down to 800 quid.
Fucking
which come out of my 18th, you know, like your mum and dad saved up some money for your 18th. That come out of my 18th birthday money. So yeah, it was great.
Can I have my 18th birthday money to pay this Greek geezer? Yeah,
he's gonna kill me.
He's standing outside with a machete.
So if you were to go on a lads trip now, where would you go?
Well, I went on a really good lads trip a couple of years ago to Vegas, which was great. It was my mate Gav's 40th. And Gav, who's my mate, is the voice of the Coco Pops monkey. That's it.
What a shout that is, isn't it? What do you do?
I'm the Coco Pops monkey.
Yeah, so he's a voiceover artist. So he does loads of like continuity. He used to do the BBC Free Continuity Discovery. Anyway, he's the voice of Coco. Like, Croc's got my Coco Pops! And I'm like, so anyway, I met him when I moved into my flat in Hoddesdon and he lived across the hall from us. And we just fucking like mutual friends and stuff. Anyway, so it's his 40th birthday. Went to Vegas and he's like best mates with Chris Moyle. So I've gone to Chris Moyle's, Coco Pops monkey, me, couple of others. Anyway, And my mate Gav is the best blagger on planet Earth. He had everything laid on. So obviously he planned it right in advance, told him like, hello, there, what's happening? Like, got Anna Christopher Moyers and Majestic, you know, like, can we get some free shit? Anyway, so we stayed at the Bellagio, which was just amazing. And we literally, the first night, because it was his birthday meal, they gave us the table by the fountains, literally just looking at the fountains. They got all the fountains going on and that for free. Comped it, the whole thing. The bill was like $1,200 and it was free. Went to another place, a Michael Mina fish restaurant, unbelievable. Best thing I've ever eaten. All free. Laid it all on. It was so sick. It was such a, I always say it was probably one of my best trips I've been on. It was so much fun. And you know, like when you go away with people and like in the group, there's someone that you don't really know. And then you become like besties with them on a holiday.
Yeah.
So I was with a guy called John for the whole time. He was sick. Like, and we, John, breakfast? Yeah, cool. I'll meet you down there. Do you know what I mean? Like, we was always like with each other and like, yeah, we'll catch up with you lot later. And that, and then you got your little cliques.
Vegas friends.
Yeah, Vegas friends all the way. So yeah, that was really good. Like, Vegas was sick. And we just, then there was like one day where we went to a, like a pool party and I laid it all on because my mate Chris Lake was playing. And so I said, oh, Lakey, can you sort out guest list, whatever? They were sick then. They gave us the best, like, cabana there. All free drink, free food, the lot. I was like, fucking hell, we ain't paid for nothing on this trip. I said to Gav, he needs to get into PR if he can blag all that kind of stuff. So sick.
Yeah.
He even went to see Elton John the cunt for his birthday. But only two of them went. Chris Moyles hooked it up for him and Gav. I called him the Elton two. Didn't bring us in. Bastards.
So Vegas is winning, what, 5-1, 4-1?
Yeah.
Well, now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I need to go, don't I?
Well, you not been Vegas?
No.
Oh, man, I've been to Vegas on my honeymoon.
Yeah.
And when I went there on my honeymoon, I looked at all the things I'd love to do with the lads. I was like, we went shooting.
Yeah.
Mate, the shooting was so fun. Like, this really serious guy about shooting. I was shooting an AK-47. He's like, gotta put it close to your shoulder and make sure I don't get the kickback and all this. I'm like, right, yeah, cool. Literally, he goes, I'm gonna count back from three and then you're gonna unleash hell. I'm from American. So I come back three. Everyone's like really serious. He goes, 3, 2, 1. And I just went, get to the chopper! Started spraying the AK. It was so, like, honestly.
Dislocated even, shoulder and everything.
Even the guy was cracking up. I made a whole video, I put it on my Instagram of me being Arnie at the range. It's like, every morning before I go to Gull's gym and I pump the bicep and the tricep, I go to the shooting range. Yeah, not for you, because you're a choir boy compared to me, but I have the big dog. So sick. But apparently, you can shoot over there for $350. They'll take you up on a helicopter on the side of a mountain where there's like mannequins and stuff, and you can shoot a saw gun at the side of the plane.
You got to, haven't you?
I've got to go, mate. Imagine doing that. It's like Call of Duty Live. I've got to go and do that.
Do it naked, but do it in slow-mo.
The Scots in the back of the cab. I tell you what, yeah, no, if you've never been Vegas, it's just insane. It's just everything's there. But it's tiring because, like, even walking through your hotel, it's like going through like Lakeside,
Starbucks and all that. You got to go through the casino first.
Yeah, yeah, literally. And it's just like, if you can avoid going on the table,
you can't. No,
but I'm really easily led, don't I?
Yeah, you won't come. I've told you won't come home. So what we're trying to do is ask every single guest where they would go. So most have said Vegas. Kev Mitchell said Benidorm.
Really?
Yeah, but that's fine. Kev's fine. We didn't argue with Kev. So what we're going to try and do is whatever the majority go with, everyone that we've had on, is do like a podcast sort of slash trip to wherever we're going to go.
So I like that. Vegas. The Vegas pod.
So we'll have here. Like,
Vegas pod. It's got to be done.
He's got to bring his mate. Is it Gav, you said?
Yeah, Gav. Yeah, Gav's got a hook up.
He'll blag it. Marv will bring his USB, as we said.
He's always got his USB.
That's what he said. He brought his USB in it always. He carries his USB around all the time.
Just in case someone says, can you get on? He's like, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's got their passport on ID. He's like, I've got my USB. Yeah.
To be fair, I have got my USB there, but that's because I'm supposed to be at KISS later.
He's got his USB and his headphones, to be fair.
I've got my headphones and everything, yeah. It's all here.
I will go, but like I said, I feel like I could potentially be a bit of a liability out there.
Mate, they used to liabilities there. People get married on the off chance.
That's going to be me, and I'm going to end up either married, nicked, or with a tiger.
If you end up with a tiger, then you're doing well.
I'm doing well, isn't it? Right, Kev, I don't want to keep you all day. You're busy, man. And I want to go and get pissed. Not going to lie.
Again?
Every day. I'm doing every day for a month.
Excellent. And you ain't got work for how long? 3 days.
I ain't got work for a week, but then I texted her yesterday and said, can I have another week off? I have an annual leave or I'll just go sick. Whatever one boss.
What did they say?
She said, but I'll sort it.
What do you do?
I work at the South Eastern on the railway.
Okay.
London Bridge.
Oh yeah, you lot, I get loads of time off.
I'd make loads of time off. I'm hardly at work. People don't think I actually have a job.
It's like you're in for five days and you're off for 12.
My brother-in-law is the same. He works on the tracks and that, and it's like, what did you do last night? At night, he's like, yeah, we had to go and just change a light switch, and then like sign in for all night.
£350
All their mates are like, ah, can you sign me in? Yeah, no problem. Like, they just drink cups of tea by the sounds of it.
We're not doing that. Don't
say the company's name, Jesus Christ. When I do a night shift,
we do 10 a night till 6 in the morning, innit? But the last train's midnight. So we work from 10 till 12, and the rest of the night just downstairs on the sofa watching Netflix, watching Queen of the South, Uber Eats, whatever we want.
I love that. I actually went for a job interview for one of the rail companies when I was younger, but I missed the test. I went down the wrong place. I was supposed to go, in Holborn somewhere, Southampton Row, I think it was, where you're supposed to go and have the test. I went down the wrong way, I missed the test. It was destiny, it wasn't meant to be.
It weren't meant to be.
Because at the time I was young, I was like 19, 20, it was like 29 grand a year start. I was like, yes, please.
Yeah, I'll take that.
But yeah, imagine if it was like sliding doors, the film, it could have been very different.
Imagine him now. He was just working for TFL instead of this.
Oh, mate.
I reckon he's in his late years. He'll just do it just to complete it.
Because it sounds fun.
It'd be his Portuguese stripper, wouldn't it? He'll be working for TFL at the ticket gate.
Hello, guys. I'm here. Where's my 29 grand?
That's it. Al, you got anything you want to ask the man? Or are we going to let him go about his day?
Nah, pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
No, thank you. No more porn star martinis, yeah? Have a real drink.
No, I'm going to have a porn star. I am. Yeah, thank you very much, mate. Everyone, you know the deal. Oh, you do the sign off.
Usual Conflab, YouTube, Spotify, all the iTunes, Crazy Ginger Cabby, all the underscores, Bo the Beard, all the underscores. Ain't got to tell you who he is.
I like
Mr. Blue Tick.
Mr. Blue Tick.
Yeah. Up the England.